utmost for his highest, July the 25th. Am I blessed like this? Blessed are. Matthew 5, verses 3 to 10. When we first read the statements of Jesus, they seem wonderfully simple and unstartling, and they sink unobserved into our unconscious minds. For instance, the Beatitudes seem merely mild and beautiful precepts for all unworldly and useless people, but of very little practical use in the stern workaday world in which we live. We soon find, however, that the Beatitudes contain the dynamite of the Holy Spirit. They explode, as it were, when the circumstances of our lives cause them to do so. When the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance one of these Beatitudes, we say, "What a startling statement that is!" And we have to decide whether we will accept the tremendous spiritual upheaval that will produce in our circumstances if we obey his words. That is the way the Spirit of God works. We do not need to be born again to apply the Sermon on the Mount literally. The literal interpretation of the Sermon on the Mount is child's play. The interpretation by the Spirit of God as he applies our Lord's statements to our circumstances is a stern work of a saint. The teaching of Jesus is out of all proportion to our natural way of looking at things, and it comes with astonishing discomfort to begin with. We have slowly to form our walk and conversation on the lines of the precepts of Jesus Christ as the Holy Spirit applies them in our circumstances. The Sermon on the Mount is not a set of rules and regulations. It is a statement of the life we will live when the Holy Spirit gets his way with us.